Hi there, I'm Lee Brainerd. Welcome to Sooth Keep. Today I want to encourage your hearts with another rapture nugget. The good news that some sweet day in the near future, we are going to step into sweet everlasting, and we shall never again suffer injury or pain or sorrow at the hands of the devil, who is our enemy, our adversary, our nemesis. Now, in the Bible, Satan is compared to a devouring lion. We see this in 1 Peter 5:8. He is like a lion who rends, tears, wounds, and destroys. We see he'll stalk his prey, he lays in wait for his prey, and he seeks to wound, maim, and kill, and then devour. Now we see a similar picture of satanic destruction in John 10:10, where we read that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. He steals life and hope and happiness and possessions. He robs men of their dreams and their visions and their ambitions and their goals. He steals everything that pertains to man's hope and faith. He robs us of everything and anything that God allows him to take from us. Now, this is the universal experience of all mankind, but it's even more so the universal experience of the believer. All believers in this world get a taste of this effort of this enemy who comes at us like a roaring lion. Now, some of us who live in the bounty of the West don't feel it as painfully as those who live in other parts of the world. Some who experience in the poverty-stricken parts of the world painfully feel this. But there's human experience in every stretch of experience, from the bounty of the West to the poverty in other parts of the world. Now, this experience at the hands of Satan, who's coming against us like a roaring lion, is unavoidable. If you are a human being, you will get a taste of Satan's hatred. If you are a Christian, you will get an even bigger taste of his hatred. And the fact is, there's no place in the world that you can hide from this. There's no philosophy, there's no meditation, there's no religion that can protect you from this. Nothing can bring the adversary to cease and desist his efforts against the believers. Folks, this is just life on the battlefield. Life on the battlefield is always ugly and dirty and frustrating. We cannot get around it. We cannot escape it. I want you to enter into the fact that you are a war baby. You were born on the battlefield in a war zone. And you just have to embrace this as the truth. This is reality. You live in a foxhole on a battlefield. You can't change that no matter how hard you try, no matter what doctrines you believe, no matter what branch of Christianity you've embraced. You cannot escape this reality. You are on a battlefield. You're not on a playground. So don't let battlefield reality crush you, exasperate you, break you, or anger you. Now, I want to give you three distinct encouragements which will help you with this ugly battlefield reality that we're dealing with an adversary who hates us and wants to steal, kill, and destroy, that we're dealing with an adversary who comes at us like a roaring lion. The first one is the sovereignty of God. I want you to learn to trust God. God is not going to let you suffer anything prior to the rapture that is beyond your ability to endure. We see this is a plain statement of Scripture in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Just trust that God's hand is in the matter. Just trust that even when we look at Joseph's experience and his brothers meant it for evil when they sold him into slavery, and God's hand was in that matter, and God intended it for good. And through Joseph's problems, God brought good to his brethren and then brought good to them all in the big picture. So I want you to think about your experience in the battlefield in the same way. God will often allow the devil to work painfully in your life, but God has plans to use that for your good, for the good of those around you, and for good in the big picture. Just trust God. Trust that even though Satan means these efforts for evil, God means them for good. God has allowed them for good. God has only allowed Satan to do what's going to advance God's cause in your life. This is one of the most amazing doctrinal truths you can enter into in your Christian understanding and your Christian experience. God is ultimately in charge. God is sovereign. Satan can't lay a finger on you apart from permission from God. And when he lays a finger on you, he can't go 1 millimeter beyond what God has allowed him to. Now, I also want to bless you with the understanding of Satan's limitations. Satan can rob you of your possessions, your health. He can rob you of your physical life on this side of the rapture. However, he can't steal your spiritual life. He can bring immoral laws upon your experience and upon your head and cause you to live in a languishing situation, in languishing, awful circumstances. He can rob you of your freedom. He can rob you of opportunities. But folks, he can't fatally harm the inner man. He can batter your inner man. He can discourage your inner man. He can frustrate your inner man. But learn to trust in God. Learn to trust that no matter what God has allowed in your life, it's allowed for a purpose. Learn to look to God and say, okay, God, you're allowing tragedy, trial, problems to come my way. What do you have for me in this? And what do you have for those around me in this? I know that you mean it for good, even though the enemy means it for evil. Another thing is that the devil can give your faith a test or a try. He can give it a great shaking. He can rock your cage. He can rattle your cage. But he can't destroy your faith. Folks, according to 1 Peter 1:5, we are kept by the power of God. If we are kept by the power of God, then we're safe. I remember one time a dear brother was pouring his heart out to me about how he was, felt like he was at the end of his rope and he was crushed and broken. And he said, I feel like I'm hanging on to a thin thread with just 2 fingers and I'm losing my strength and I feel like I'm going to let go. And I was able to encourage him. I said, well, thankfully you feel this way, but that's not the reality. No believer is hanging by 2 fingers on a thin thread. We are all in the hand of the living God, and the enemy cannot take us out of the Father's hands. And even if we try to jump out of the Father's hand, well, his hand is quicker than our jump. He will preserve us and protect us. We cannot lose our eternal life once it's been given unto us. So, folks, let's just say your life goes completely south. Everything goes south. You end up homeless or imprisoned or martyred or tortured or some combination of all of these things. That's okay. Now, it's painful in the moment, and we're not going to deny that. We're not saying you need to rejoice in the fact of the problems in the moment, but rejoice in the big picture of what God is doing. You cannot be separated by anything on earth from the love of God. So just the fact that you're enduring all these awful trials says nothing about God not loving you. You can just give that lie from the devil a swift kick in the rear end and throw it away, because it's simply not true. God disciplines those whom he loves. He loves all of us, and he's going to discipline all of us, and he allows all of us to go through trials. Some of us through relatively minor trials, some of us through insane trials, and some of us through every degree of trial in between. But we all get trials, and those trials are for our good. Now let's take the third point, which is eternal blessing. And this is the one that I really, really love to talk about. All right, so my favorite part to talk about is eternal blessing. This life, folks, is but a vapor that's going to soon pass away. This is James 4:4. We also read in 2 Corinthians 4:17, which is one of my absolute favorite Bible verses. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So, folks, enter into this truth. you have real affliction down here, and there's nobody will deny it if they are from a man of common sense and kindness. However, when you compare your affliction now with what's coming in the future, it's light affliction. So no matter how heavy your problems are down here compared to eternity, it's light. And no matter, you can have decades of trials down here, but compared to eternity, it's only a moment. We also read in Romans 8:18, I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. Folks, we've got wonderful days coming. And the problems that you suffer down here are like a handful of sand compared to a handful of diamonds. There's no comparison. So keep an eternal perspective. You have wonderful days coming, days that are going to blow your mind, days that will involve the end of all tears, the end of all sorrows, the end of all pain, the end of all frustrations, the end of all broken dreams. A day is coming when you will never be disappointed again, when you will never be frustrated again, when you will never be filled with pain and anguish and sorrow again. Wonderful days are coming. So in conclusion, folks, keep things in perspective. Keep an eternal perspective. Bear in mind that you're living on a battlefield, not on a playground. Bear in mind that you're supposed to be praying for battlefield provision, not playground provision. Bear in mind that you're living in a temporary circumstance. This is not your eternal lot. This is your temporal battlefield assignment. You are going to receive in eternity a million, billion, trillion times more glory than all the problems you received down here put together. Keep looking up, folks. Eyes wide open, brain engaged, heart on fire. We'll see you next time.